As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax collection station, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from a flow of blood for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, "If only I touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that moment. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout all of that district. Today is about four healings in a day in the life of Jesus. Jesus came to heal the sickness of the world. Truth is, no one is completely well. All people need healing. Healing is needed everywhere. I suggest today that Jesus enters with a prescription for what ails you. Jesus has a prescription for any and every kind of ailment, any kind of sickness. The first healing today is a man named Matthew. He was a Jewish tax collector hired by an oppressive Roman government. In the days of Jesus, tax collectors were considered traitors and thieves. In that Jewish culture, they were considered the sickest of the sick. In one simple verse, the gospel writer Matthew describes the healing. Jesus approaches the tax collection station, not to pay taxes, but to heal. And he says to Matthew simply, "Follow me." And there was instant healing. Matthew got up and followed him. The next healing takes place at a meal which immediately follows Matthew's healing. Jesus is eating a meal with tax collectors and sinners, outcasts. Some religious leaders, some Pharisees, were critical of Jesus for this. So Jesus offers healing to them. Now, we don't know if any Pharisees were healed that day. We're not told. But personally, I believe that there were some. There certainly could have been some healing amongst the Pharisees that day. The healing was a simple teaching. Jesus affirmed that the Pharisees were following God's word. But their problem was that they had attached themselves so firmly to rituals and rules that they had spiritual blindness. They had blinders. So Jesus opened their eyes, basically saying, look at God's word and see beyond the rituals and rules. Those rituals and rules are in there, but look beyond them. There's more to a relationship with God than sacrificing animals in a temple. And Jesus quotes the prophet Hosea. God desires mercy, not sacrifice. As we heard in Psalm 50, what God desires is to call upon God, turn to God, be grateful what God is doing. And so Jesus opens their eyes. Mercy, Jesus is telling the Pharisees, has always been part of God's law. You're just blind to it. You haven't taken that part into account. Focus on the mercy. Don't lose sight of this truth. God desires mercy. Mercy has always been part of God's law. The third healing is of a woman who'd been sick, bleeding for 12 years. And she was an outcast. In that culture, bleeding separated you from contact with people. You were unclean if there was any blood. So she sought healing, but she also sought restoration to the community. And she sought that healing by touching the fringe of the cloak of Jesus. And as divine healing power came out of him, the woman was made well. No longer physically sick and no longer religiously unclean. She was no longer an unclean member of society. The fourth healing happens at the end of that same day. Jesus enters the house of a synagogue leader whose daughter had died. And after being ridiculed, because to the people she was obviously dead, Jesus went to the girl and took her by the hand. Now, in the original Greek language, the word that is used there is the very same word that is used for the resurrection of Jesus. The literal translation is, the girl rose up. The storyteller, Matthew, is pointing us to the ultimate healing of Jesus, the healing of the resurrection, which he offers to all people by the blood of his cross. So today we've heard about several kinds of healing: healing from a life of sin, healing from a life of judgmentalism, spiritual blindness, physical healing, healing of being cast away from society, and that ultimate healing from death. At the beginning of this message, I said, Jesus has a prescription for any and every kind of ailment, any kind of sickness. Now, it might not be the prescription that I want, or even expect. What we need to remember is that Jesus is the doctor. Jesus is the great physician. Jesus is the one who writes the prescription for us. A month ago, we had a verse where Jesus says, I will do whatever you ask in my name. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. The emphasis of my sermon was that whatever you ask in my name, I will do something. We leave the prescription writing to Jesus. Sometimes there's direct healing from God. Sometimes the sickness needs to run its course. Healing comes to us through people, through doctors and nurses and caregivers, family and friends and church. And I really love the prescription that Jesus gave to those Pharisees that day. Go and do acts of mercy. Go and do acts of kindness. Doing acts of mercy and kindness are a blessing and a healing for the doer as well as for the receiver. As disciples of Jesus, as the church, our calling is to participate in this healing ministry of Jesus. We will always encounter people who need healing. As disciples of Jesus, we embrace words that are found in Scripture. God says many times, I will heal you. These are the words of the great physician, the great prescription writer. I will heal you. There's a Buddhist parable that I find very helpful here. A Buddhist monk is teaching students, saying, imagine that you're carrying a very large cup of tea. And someone comes up and bumps into you, and the tea spills all over you. Now the question is this, why do you have tea all over you? Well, the obvious answer, and the most common answer, is because someone bumped into me. But the monk taught that the answer is focusing on the wrong person. The monk says, you have tea all over you because you were carrying tea. If you were carrying water, you would have water all over you. The wise man's lesson was this. Whenever life bumps you, and life will bump you, whatever you're carrying is going to spill out on you. So if you're carrying in your daily life a cup of anger, or a cup of worry, or a cup of fear, or a cup of greed, and you get bumped, those are the things that are going to spill over upon you and embrace you. But if you are carrying, always carrying kindness and compassion, if your cup is filled with love and life bumps you, love is going to spill over and embrace you. This is the wisdom of Jesus today. If you carry sin and cheating like the tax collector, Matthew, that's what's going to spill over into your life and stay there. Instead, Jesus comes and says, follow me. I have a prescription for living. If you carry judgmentalism, judging others like the Pharisees, if you have legalism, if you're carrying legalism and an unwillingness to change, that thinking is what spills out into all of your relationships and covers you. Jesus has a prescription for that. Jesus says, carry mercy in your cup. If you're sick, bleeding, if you're cut off from society, or if you're grieving or facing death, seek Jesus. Look for the great physician, the one who will write a prescription for you. If you need new life, if you need renewal, look for the great physician. And when you find the great physician, when you encounter Jesus, he will do something for you. And it will be the cup of God's love. In a sense, as we gather for worship today, we come with empty cups. And I can't help but remembering that children's song, one of my favorites. Fill my cup and let it overflow. Fill my cup and let it overflow. Fill my cup and let it overflow. Let it overflow with love. Promise today is that Jesus, the prescription of Jesus, is that he comes to us to fill our cups with overflowing. Now, as the preacher today, I certainly don't know what you need in your cup today, or this coming week, or coming month, or coming year. But Jesus knows. And Jesus enters in and gives you today a prescription for what ails you. Let us pray. Bring to your mind any part of your life with physical sickness, pain, suffering. Bring to mind any spiritual failings or sins or weaknesses, any emotional hurt or pain, any social or relationship hurts, any ailments. And listen to the voice of God. Listen to the prescription of Jesus. I will heal you. Listen to God's voice. I will heal you. God says, I will heal you.